Oh, for those of you listening, we're doing Battle of Armageddon. We're getting it off Light Ministries. It's a collection, a compilation of quotes from Sister White's writings. But it's the Battle of Armageddon.
Okay, this is entitled Maranatha, page 257. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. Revelation 17, verse 14. We need to study the pouring out of the seventh vial. The powers of evil will not yield up the conflict without a struggle, but Providence has a part to act in the battle of Armageddon. When the earth is lighted with the glory of the angel of Revelation 18, the religious elements, good and evil, will awake from slumber, and the armies of the living God will take the field. Maestro left, Nick, so... Oh, he's back.
No, I'm still here. I'm gonna, I have to go after this page, but I'm still here, so I'll continue. Selected books, what is it? Anyway, Selected Messages, book 3, 426, page 426. The Battle of Armageddon will be fought.
Oops. No, hey there, Bilzer. And Josh, I just noticed Josh came in. No, do the one before that, Maestro, you missed one.
Oops.
Yeah, do Bible Commentary, Volume 7, page 983.
Okay. We need to study the pouring out of the seventh vial. The powers of evil will not yield up the conflict without a struggle, but Providence has a part to act in the Battle of Armageddon. When the earth is lighted with the glory of the angel of Revelation 18, the religious elements, good and evil, will awake from slumber, and the armies of the living God will take the field. Manuscript 175, 1899.
Okay. Selected Messages, Book 3, page 426, says, the Battle of Armageddon will be fought, and that day must find none of us sleeping. Wide awake we must be, as wise virgins, having oil in our vessels with our lamps. And for the young believers, the oil, of course, is Holy Spirit. Stay in the Bible. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. The power of the Holy Ghost must be upon us, and the captain of the Lord's host will stand at the head of the angels of heaven to direct the battle. So we're all soldiers, ambassadors, but soldiers nonetheless. Solemn events before us are yet to transpire. Trumpet after trumpet is to be sounded, vial after vial poured out one after another upon the inhabitants of the earth. Scenes of stupendous interest are right upon us, and these things will be sure indications of the presence of him who has directed in every aggressive movement, who has accompanied the march of his cause through all the ages, and who has graciously pledged himself to be with his people in all their conflicts to the end of the world. He will vindicate his truth. He will cause it to triumph. He is ready to supply his faithful ones with motives and power of purpose. This is one of the reasons we go through the trials and tribs we go through, because we are going to be doing things that we need to be able to do, and without learning, his hand is obvious in our lives. We're not going to be able to do those things. So, in finishing up, she says, let me backtrack. He is ready to supply his faithful ones with motives and power of purpose, inspiring them with hope and courage and valor in increasing activity as the time is at hand.
Okay, Bible Commentary, Volume 7, page 967. John writes, I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne. Angels were united in the work of him who had broken the seals and taken the book. Four mighty angels hold back the powers of this earth till the servants of God are sealed in their foreheads. The nations of the world are eager for conflict, but they are held in check by the angels. When this restraining power is removed, there will come a time of trouble and anguish. Deadly instruments of warfare will be invented. Oh, that's scary. I think we've got enough right now. Vessels with their living cargo will be entombed in the great deep. All who have not the spirit of truth will unite under the leadership of satanic agencies. But they are to be kept under control till the time shall come for the great battle of Armageddon.
Amen. We were just talking about this about a month or so ago. Discovery Channel shows you, they got a special now that's called Weapons of War or something like that. I don't know the exact name of the program, but what they do is they show off the weapons that the United States of America has invented, everything from drones, you know, pilotless airplanes that fly overhead to find out where you're at, little things. They're only about the size of a car, the little things with cameras in them, and they fly around. They're little white drones, to guns that shoot around corners, to guns that can find you inside your house, where you're at, without even going in your house. They can see right through your walls and everything. I mean, some of the weapons, they're already here. Yeah, the heat-seeking sensing ones. And it's amazing some of the bombs that they, and these little things that they use. And it's, and I keep thinking every time I see that, they'll use that against the Christians to go seek them out and kill them, you know, of course, before probation. And so, yeah, she got that one right on the she got all the prophecies that she mentioned right on the head. All right, so sorry. Go ahead there, Maestro. I think he's next.
Okay. Well, one of the things I wanted to mention talking about that was, are you aware of that U.S. has been working on bio-specific, race-specific bioweapons designed to kill specific races? It's just unbelievable the things that man's mind studies how to kill. It's just unbelievable. Anyway, continuing on. The Battle of Armageddon is soon to be fought. He on whose vesture is written the name King of Kings and Lord of Lords leads forth the armies of heaven on white horses, clothed in fine linen, clean and white. Manuscript 172, 1899. And I'll do the next one here. Bible Commentary, Volume 7, page 982. There are only two parties in our world, those who are loyal to God and those who stand under the banner of the Prince of Darkness. Satan and his angels will come down with power and signs and lying wonders to deceive those who dwell on the earth, and if possible, the very elect. The crisis is right upon us. Is this to paralyze the energies of those who have a knowledge of the truth? Is the influence of the powers of deception so far reaching that the influence of the truth will be overpowered? I think not.
Amen. And and what Bilzer's talking about there with that global brainwashing weapon or global destruction, Revelation is pretty clear about the Lord comes and destroys those who could destroy the earth. So that's not going to be something that they're going to be allowed to do. And I don't, but it's sad that they actually have these kind of weapons, or they're working on these kind of weapons. And I don't think that they would also not be allowed to brainwash the entire world, because that would cause all those saved individuals from having to start back from square one to find Christ again. And I don't think he'd allow that either, you know, divine intervention. So these guys could figure out, I mean, with all this technology, with all this, it's amazing how people can't realize how the devil's so involved with these scientists. They could do so much good with these with this technology. They could do so many wonderful, good things, but instead they find more and more ways to destroy the human body, and effectively. Even just, well, that's the first time I'm hearing about that race, killing people because of their race. That's just genocide. But, you know, it's planet Earth. Oh, by the way, if anybody knows where they can find us, I'd appreciate it. I'm looking for the term. I want the actual German term for homeland security in their nation during the Hitler realm, because I just found out the other day that if you abbreviate that term in German, if you abbreviate the term homeland security here in America using German abbreviation, it actually is Gestapo. And I want verification for that, because I want to put it online, because I heard it from a pretty good source, and I want to get it verified and posted. All right, next one. Manuscript Releases, Volume 1, page 145, or you can also find it in Maranatha, page 257. It says, four mighty angels hold back the powers of this earth till the servants of God are sealed in their foreheads. The nations of the world are eager for conflict, but they are held in check by the angels. When this restraining power is removed, there will come a time of trouble and anguish. You know that one where the Lord tells us that he will keep us from the hour of temptation? Praise the Lord for that. But if you're not walking with him, you're not going to be able to handle this when they release these powers. And then the devil goes out and runs rampant. going on, it says, deadly instruments of warfare will be invented. Vessels with their living cargo will be entombed in the great deep. That's already happened. You know, the submarines that have sunk and stuff. All who have not split, or all who have not the spirit of truth will unite under the leadership of satanic agencies, but they are to be kept under control till the time shall come for the great battle of Armageddon. Man.
Okay, the final one, Manuscript Releases, Volume 14, pages 286 through 87. The angel, the mighty angel from heaven, is to lighten the earth with his glory while he cries mightily with a loud voice, Babylon the Great is fallen, Revelation 18, verse 2. Oh, how I wish the church to arise and shine because the glory of the Lord has risen upon her. What can we not do in God if every human agency is doing its very utmost? Without me, you can do nothing. John 15, verse 5. We would lose faith and courage in the conflict if we were not sustained by the power of God. Every form of evil is to spring into intense activity. Evil angels unite their powers with evil men, and as they have been in constant conflict and attained an experience in the best modes of deception and battle and have been strengthening for centuries, they will not yield the last great final contest without a desperate struggle. All the world will be on one side or the other of the question. The Battle of Armageddon will be fought, and that day must find none of us sleeping. Wide awake we must be, as wise virgins having oil in our vessels with our lamps. What is this? Grace, grace.
Amen and amen. If you can get on your knees, let's do so. I'm going to finish in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for giving us Sister White's writings and for blessing her with the divine wisdom that you have given your prophet for this day, for this last day. And we thank you for giving us enough life on earth to where we can find her writings to help us, for those of us who have a hard time with Scripture, especially in the prophetic Scriptures, to better understand them the way she explains them so clearly. We thank you for that. We pray for the latter rain so that we too can go forth and proclaim these truths in a better way. And we thank you for it, and we thank you also for the forgiveness of sins and cleansing us from unrighteousness. If we have sinned against you today, we pray you forgive us. And we pray that the hedge of angels is about us so that we can all come together again for this coming Sabbath. And thank you again for blessing all those on our prayer list. In Jesus' name we pray.